Talking with John Riles, Midwest Farm Shows. John, you had to make a hard decision back in April to basically comply with all the things that were going on with the pandemic at that time. To first, you had to think, I'm sure, about maybe you cancel the Oklahoma City Farm Show, but you found a way to postpone and now successfully going to be able to start this year's event over the next couple of days. Tell me about that process of making those decisions.
Sure. Well, we, like everybody, it was actually in March. The show was scheduled to be in April, but right at mid-March there, that's when, you know, most event managers learned that, you know, events that have a high volume of people weren't recommended by the CDC. So we made the call and looked for dates to, you know, to reschedule the show. We really didn't want to cancel it. We feel that, you know, if we could do anything to make the show happen, we wanted to do it. So at that time, we picked these dates here in June, and we kind of thought those dates were a long way away and that everything would be have kind of passed us by. But clearly it's been a lot longer of a experience than we expected. But, you know, fortunately, I think things have opened up here June 1. And so we're pretty excited to have the show. And we've been working with the State Fair Park here, who've been a great partner, to kind of put together a show that will work for exhibitors, attendees, and we're excited to have it.
I know, if I'm remembering right, this is about the third time you've been in the Bennett Events Center, and so you've got a facility that you're familiar with, but it's going to be a little bit of a different layout.
Yeah, you know, this is a great facility. We're really blessed to have a facility that has over 200,000 square feet, so that kind of gives you the space that you need to kind of modify the layout. So we've done some modifications here. We have a lot more open space that we've added, and we kind of worked with the State Fair Park. So our traditional 10x10 exhibit area, for instance, a traditional booth, that's kind of, we reduced the density there by 50%, and with the idea that we can social distance throughout this 200,000 square foot building. And so the layout will look a little bit different, but we've got a lot of great equipment in here. And you know, if the building, if we didn't have this new building that they built out here, it'd be a lot tougher to do what we're doing.
Right. And obviously, the desire of Midwest and all your farm shows is to kind of bring together farmers, ranchers, and the agricultural, agribusiness folks that have got the goods and services that will help them succeed.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this show's for our essential workers in the farming and ranching community. And, you know, we're trying to bring in people from, you know, hundreds of miles around Oklahoma City, and really be a resource for them to network, make their buying decisions, and to do that conveniently in a comfortable space. So this is a real service that we want to make sure that you know, happens for those essential workers.
I guess, you know, you've got several farm shows over the course of the year, but this was really the first one impacted by the pandemic, right?
You know, it really was. We have a show in Iowa that we do. And that's early March, and we actually had an exhibitor or two at that show, kind of a international exhibitor, that decided they weren't coming to the show. So that was the first kind of glimpse we got that it would affect our industry, and it was shortly thereafter, very shortly thereafter, that we were rescheduling this Oklahoma City show, and we've been working on it ever since. So we're excited to be setting up and excited that it's happening.